Governor Deal said Georgia has jobs to fill.
We must continue to meet the workforce needs if we hope to further attract businesses and to maintain the jobs that we currently have.
Deal said businesses need computer programmers and software developers, and they're not finding qualified candidates in Georgia. So he wants schools to help.
I'm asking the State Board of Education to allow computer programming courses to satisfy core requirements in math, science, or foreign language. In addition, we are requesting the Board of Regents to accept these courses for admission into colleges and universities.
Currently, students can take an AP computer science class in place of one science course. Other computer courses count as electives. Chris Klaus with Georgia Tech's College of Computing admitted it could be challenging to make sure schools have equal access.
A lot of schools are already embarking on this initiative. They've been doing it. Now there's a big carrot to do it. And then I think that's going to be something that we're going to have to work on over the next 6, 12, 18 months is how do we get all the schools to be offering this and what are their challenges?
They may take some guidance from schools that offer computer classes as part of the core curriculum. Kevin Glass runs the Atlanta International School. The Buckhead Private School requires students in grades 6 through 10 to take a design engineering class.
It gets the same amount of curricular content time as math and as science and as language or as humanities. And so they're able to put those skills to use, solving real-world problems using the design cycle, the language of design, and of course, coding.
Learning to code, experts say, allows students to go from using existing technology to creating new technology. The governor is proposing the switch at a time when more schools are adopting STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math curricula. Deal says that's where the jobs and the money are. Martha Dalton, WABE News.